the very first story that kind of caught my attention is that, and it was weird because it was on BBC, so I guess you shouldn't expect anything less, but Freemasons are now accepting transgender women who joined as men. What a weird story, because you would think that, you know, usually when you think of secret societies, you think that they're just kind of not a part of the same political type of things that go on in our normal day-to-day lives, you know, but apparently they're caving to the left as well. So I wanted to talk about this because it's interesting. And as I said, for people who are just joining us, I will be taking questions in between stories, but feel free to talk in the chat. And yes. Okay. And then yes, the person who asked about the mini collider, it is Brookhaven and Smashing Adams. How about the attack on conservative women? Well, this might play a part in it. So let's get to this. Freemasons are now accepting transgender women who joined as men. Now, expelling Masons for transitioning was unlawful discrimination, the United Grand Lodge of England warned. And the acronym for that is UGLE, which spells out ugly, which is kind of funny, but it says women who transition to become men should also be allowed to join, its new gender reassignment policy states. So the guidance document says that a Freemason's gender reassignment should be, quote, treated with the utmost compassion and sensitivity, end quote. Irrespective of gender identity, I don't know if it's actually uglies or maybe Ugles or something. We'll just say uglies. The uglies, 200,000 members will still formally be referred to as brothers, the document says. Well, that's not very progressive. But informally, they should be addressed, quote, by the name and title he/she has chosen, end quote. It warns that using a Mason's transition as a reason for excluding them from a men-only lodge would be, quote, unlawful discrimination and so could never constitute sufficient clause, end quote. Remember, this is coming from England where this kind of stuff is unlawful and things. But it's headed over here in the U.S. I mean, if California is any indication, and it always is, then it won't be too long. The document issued to 7,000 lodges across the country says, quote, if a Freemason who is a member of UGLE wishes to change gender and become a woman, we expect that the Freemason would receive the full support of their brethren. So Freemasonry, known in popular culture for arcane rituals, secret handshakes, raises millions of pounds for charity and has some 6 million members worldwide. This is kind of the BBC's way of softening the blow of what Freemasonry is. So they're also saying famous Freemasons have included Sir Winston Churchill, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Rudyard Kipling, and Oscar Wilde. So see, it's fine. It's family fun. Each lodge holds 4 official meetings a year to welcome new members, and the ceremony's contents have always been a closely guarded secret. So those now eligible to become a member of a male-only lodge include men, a Freemason who joined as a man but later underwent gender reassignment surgery to become a woman, or a woman who underwent reassignment surgery to become a man before applying to become a Freemason. So in a sense, given the right set of circumstances, anybody can join now. Men, women, some sort of havesy, it's fine now. But now, while women, you should say, like, traditionally gendered women cannot join the Ugle or whatever, I'm getting sick of the ugly joke, cannot join the Ugle, there are 2 female-only lodges, the Order of Women Freemasons, OWF, AUF, and the Honorable Fraternity of Ancient Freemasons, HFAF, which also refer to members as brothers, oddly enough. Because it's patriarchal and oppressive. Now, there are about 4,700 female Freemasons in the UK. I'm actually surprised it's that many. I thought maybe 10. Now, the document says it does not impose binding rules and does not constitute legal advice, but it adds, quote, a Freemason who after initiation ceases to be a man does not cease to be a Freemason. We expect that Freemasons will act with compassion and sensitivity towards their fellow Freemasons, end quote. A spokesman for the Yugle said, while there has been no general request for guidance on gender reassignment, questions on the subject are likely to become increasingly common in the future, and now appears to be an opportune time to issue general guidance to our members, end quote. Now catch that. There has been, admittedly, there has been no general request for guidance on gender reassignment. So this wasn't even an issue. It wasn't a question that anybody had asked. This is a classic case of, well, we got to fix something that's not broken. Now, of course, you know, Freemasonry is full of problems and you shouldn't have anything to do with it. But there wasn't an issue of transgenderism in Freemasonry. And even though nobody asked, they decided, well, shoot, let's just fix that too. So we're seeing this kind of thing more and more where either a minority or no one at all raises an issue, and then the majority has to like bow to the whims of the you know, few people. You know, I mean, in our country, transgenders make up something like, I think, less than 1%, but let's say it's 1%. I do think it's less, but even if it's 1%, look at all the legislation that's trying to be passed for this type of thing. Now, continuing on, in January, the Yugle rejected a claim from the head of the Police Federation that Freemasons were blocking reforms and preventing women and minority groups from progressing. And again, I mean, why is the government involved in this thing? Because it's England. That's what we're headed towards here in America. And I'm not even talking about Freemasonry. I don't care anything about Freemasonry, but the only reason I care about it is because I don't want the same types of government control being implemented in other types of clubs, like anything the government would see as a club, like the Christian Church, for example. Now, David Staples, the lodge's chief executive, said the suggestion was laughable and insisted Freemasons had a history of treating people as equals. Isn't the whole point of Freemasonry that there's like different degrees, and how could you be treated as an equal if you're different degrees? I don't get that at all, but I think that's just politicizing something that doesn't really need to be political. So, of course, I want to know what you guys think. You can leave a comment in the comment section below, or a chat, a comment in the chat box if you're viewing this live.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at JPDisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.